When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair.
This is The Secret Language of Brothers, a The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Amelie and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and takes place pre-canon.
Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, be in my heart.
When they were little, very, very little, no more than the size of a drawer and barely able to walk on their own unsteady feet, Feely hadn't realized it was anything strange. Walk with a few plemies! These would turn from Keely, bouncing up and down and quivering with excitement over whatever he had just said, and her gaze would land upon Feely. He wants to go to the field and play miners, Feely would dutifully repeat. If he had given any thought at all to why Mother needed him to repeat everything Keely said, he would have said that Mother just stood so much higher up from Keely than Feely. The extra height must make a difference when it came to hearing the words that tumbled over each other out of Keely's mouth. Being only a head taller than him, Feely was just in a better position to hear his little brother. Feely reached out his hand to his baby brother before Mother had a chance to reply. "Come on," he said. "I'll play miners with you, but only if you play exactly how I like." "Play vuan fiamis!" In Feely's mind, this, of course, read easily as, "I'll play however you want, Fee, promise." Feely wasn't exactly well pleased with the nickname his baby brother had given him, but he couldn't get him to say the whole name. Mother reassured Feely that he would eventually. "All right, Key," Feely replied, teasing him with his own equivalently silly nickname. Keely's hand slipped easily into Feely's outstretched one before Feely led the way to the field with the most rocks, a vital component of a mining-themed pretend adventure. Dees just clucked her tongue at them as they scurried out and told them to be back for supper.
"Well, we will,"
Feely promised, repeating his brother. Keely slipped 4 times and knocked his head hard and sharp against a rock once before the sky grew dark. Feely had to sit with him for 30 minutes before he calmed his crying, repeating, "You're fine," in response to every,
"Earthy, yer,"
and, "I know it hurts, but it won't soon. You'll be fine." Feely sighed, holding Keely close to his chest and petting his hair. He knew Keely would end up messing up play adventures. He always did, thanks to a combination of being barely able to stand on 2 feet and a propensity to try to do more than the sturdiest of adult dwarves. "You're fine." It wasn't until Feely and Keely were nearly in their tweens, sitting at their uncle's side and listening to Mother tell stories, that Feely even realized anything was odd. And no one could understand a word that Keely said. Feely was his translator for the first 6 years, for truth. Uncle Thorin laughed in that deep, somber way he had. But Feely was focused on his mother, eyes sharp and searching. "What do you mean?" He glanced over at Keely, who shrugged one shoulder and wriggled his eyebrows in the universal expression of, "I don't know either." "When you were younger," Dees explained. Her smile was bright, warming the room as a balance to Thorin's general air of bleakness. "You were Keely's translator. No one could understand anything," he said. "It was like you two had your very own twin speak, even born 5 years apart as you were." The brothers spoke as one, without even a glance for each other.
"Keely spoke just fine."
Uncle Thorin chuckled at that, and Feely flushed. He didn't want to seem like a petulant child in front of his brave uncle. Dee's hearty laughter filled the room, like warmth from a fire. No one could understand Keeley, not even I. He spoke too fast and cut off the ends of his words. Too much to say and too impatient to take the time to actually say it. But he never needed to learn the patience, not for a long time, with you acting as his translator. Feely frowned and looked to his brother. That made it sound like he was hurting him somehow. Even though all Feely ever did was take care of him and watch over him and try to protect him from everything. Though maybe that was what Mother was saying. Maybe that was what he did wrong? But then Feely looked at his brother and saw him smiling reassuringly. Keeley grinned to one side, shook his head, raised an eyebrow, and smiled some more. So then it was okay, and his little brother never thought Feely did anything but right by him. Feely relaxed and laughed with his mother as she continued to tell stories about their impetuous youth. Stop it! Feely turned sharply at the teenaged human who had spoken to them. Subconsciously, he moved in front of his brother. Teenaged humans were younglings still, but many were grown as tall as humans grew. It was a dangerous combination. None of the caution and even-headedness of maturity, all of the strength. And they tended to think themselves older and wiser than Feely and his brother, even though Feely had just celebrated his second score birthday. Stop what? Feely asked. Cautious. Careful. He could feel Keeley squirming behind him, itching for a fight. A fight he would start, and Feely would have to finish. You're signing, aren't you? That dwarf language. Father says you folks do it when you're trying to trick us. Feely's eyebrows shot up. English mech? That was the sign language the angry blonde boy was asking about. Feely was sure of it. But he didn't know it. It was taught to dwarves by their fathers, and theirs had passed before they were old enough to start learning it. Feely explained as much to the teenage boys, who just seemed more angered by his response. We saw you, the head boy said. Feely didn't take a step back, though he wanted to. They were alone this time of night, this end of the human town. And the teenage boy and his friends had been drinking plenty that evening. Even if Feely couldn't smell the bitter sting of alcohol coming off them in waves, he had seen them in the pub that evening, getting louder and angrier as the night progressed. We don't know English mech, Feely repeated. Twinspeak, Keeley cut in. Feely blinked, turning to silence his little brother. But Keeley was grinning, expression light and easy and excited at his new idea. We're twins. We've got a connection. You know, twins. Blonde head boy narrowed his eyes. Feely swallowed thickly, hair hanging sweaty and limp against his temples. How was that supposed to make it better? But one of the other boys was stepping forward, a redhead, and poking blonde boy in the side. It's like the Potter barrels, remember? Blonde boy snorted. A sloppy, wet thing. But he did nothing more than shove past the dwarf brothers and head on his stumbling way, the rest of his company following. Once the humans had rounded a street corner, Feely turned to his brother with wide eyes and a gaping mouth. What was that? Keeley laughed uproariously and grabbed his brother, jumping around and holding him close. I knew it would work! You knew nothing, you daft sod! Feely knocked Keeley upside the head. Keeley just laughed and brushed it off, still dancing around in circles. Feely rolled his eyes and crossed his arms, trying to look disapproving. But Keely just grinned harder and laughed louder, and Feely knew he was reading him easily, his lips squirming at the edges, wanting to turn up into a smile. His shoulders pulled up just a little too close to his ears in an attempt to hold himself in check. His eyebrows pulled together close in a frown, but too close, because they wanted to spread apart in a smile. Keely could always read those things in Feely, just like Feely could always read him.
"Let's go home before you cause him more trouble," Feely finally growled.
Keely laughed and slung his arm around his brother, holding it there the whole way home. Dees laughed as Feely grabbed Keely and pulled him in close to his chest. Keely clung right back, arms wrapped tight around his waist. "No," Dees reprimanded. "I'm not about to be stuck against you two with your Uncle Thorin." Uncle grunted, feet propped majestically up on a stone footstool in front of his chair. "We'll do one we've never done before," Keely promised, from beneath his big brother's arm. Feely nodded in hasty agreement. "Yeah, I'll think of a song Keely doesn't even know, so he has to guess all the words." Dees sighed, defeated. Feely felt a surge of happiness as he squeezed his brother even tighter. "Fine," she gave in. "But a song the other doesn't know." She settled in next to Thorin and stroked the fuzz on her cheeks. Feely beamed. Excellent. Even with this forced handicap, he and Keely were still sure to win. In his arms, Keely moved away and to the front of the kitchen. He was always the first to go, and Feely always let him. It's what big brothers did, after all. Let the baby brothers go first. Even if Keely was over 3 score years now, and rapidly closing the height gap between the two of them, he was still Feely's little brother, and would be even if he surpassed Feely in height, though hopefully it wouldn't ever come to that. "Okay," Keely wondered to himself, thinking for a moment. Then he grinned and nodded at Feely, their gazes locking. Feely didn't even need to nod, just flicker his eyelashes, some vocal movements in his throat, a flutter of beard fuzz here or there. Keely could always read him. He didn't even have to move the thought from out of his mind and onto his skin. Keely could practically pluck it right out of his head. Feely watched as his brother straightened, just before he began. One beat, two, three. Then his index finger and thumb were close together, and the game began. "A and the." Keely nodded, sharp and quick. "The," Feely repeated, locking in the first word. Mother and uncle never stood a chance. Keely kept going, quick and quicker with the gestures as the brothers found a rhythm. It wasn't Iglishmik. That would be cheating. But for them too, this was better than Iglishmik. They could convey more, faster, with more memories and meanings entwined in just little movements of eye and finger and hair. Lips pursed, fingers wiggling. Wind. Little word thrown over the shoulder. Past. Was. Little word, one hand slapped down on the back of the other. On. Little word, one index finger held up, gesture slipped backwards. Beginning word. The. Arms branching out like a tree, but then Keely wrinkling himself downwards, frowning mightily. Dead, dying, hurt, sick, poisoned, wilting. Squinting, nodding. Not right, but close. Withered. Nod. Withered. Rolling plains, lots of flowers and trees and grass on the ground, showing by sprouting hands and wriggling fingers upright close to the ground. Plain, garden, forest, meadow, heath. Nod. Heath. Slash. End line. The wind was on the weathered heath, Feely repeated back, locking in the first line. Behind him, Dees groaned and Thorin grunted. But Keely was standing before Feely, nodding and grinning so proudly. Feely beamed right back, a happy swell of pride bubbling up in his chest. No one could beat him and his Keely at games like this.
No one could understand the language of their brother like they could. It wasn't until 5 lines in that Feely was stuck. He frowned at Keeley, who was panicking in his gestures just a little bit. Rule was, 60 seconds on one word. If you couldn't guess it, you forfeited to the other team. Most people forfeited somewhere in the first line. Feely couldn't remember the last time he and Keeley hadn't managed to finish a whole song. Keeley was drawing a triangle, base on the floor, peek up at his head. His eyes were wide and saying, "This is very obvious, and I am utterly ashamed to have you as my big brother. How can you not understand what word I am gesturing? Honestly, you bring shame to us both." Feely groaned. He could understand that, but he couldn't guess the single word. Behind them, Dee started counting out loud. 50, 51, 52. Panicking. What was it? Feely gestured, a trying another way gesture that was something like a shook head, frowning mouth coupled with wide eyes, and a flapping of hands like he was trying to slide a sheet of metal away from him. Keeley understood. Of course he did. And he stopped drawing his blasted triangle with lumps and zigzags, and it didn't make any sense. He took a few seconds to think, making use of that oh-so-rare patience Feely tried so hard to teach him. Then his eyes alight, and he pointed to the top of his head. He drew a bunch of triangles and held his head aloof. King. Yes, that was right. But there was more to it. That wasn't the word, because Keeley held up one finger and then pointed straight behind Feely. He spun around, realizing that his brother was pointing at their uncle Thorin, who looked just as confused by this turn of events as Feely. But then, a flash of inspiration. Feely choked out a laugh, realizing with abrupt clarity what word Keeley had been trying so desperately to sign. Mountain! King under the mountain! It's mountain! Keeley thrust his fist into the air, jumping up and spinning around victoriously. Feely stomped in place, face in his hands. It was truly terrible of him that he hadn't realized what Keeley was sighing. But they got it! They really... A chair scraped behind them. Then the sound of soft boots sliding over stone. Keeley stopped his victory dance, and Feely lifted his head from his hands. He could already read what he would find behind him in Keeley's expression. He didn't have to turn around to confirm it. But he did, with a sinking feeling in his chest, and shame like he hadn't felt since he was a tween. Uncle Thorin was standing, pipe in his hand, mug of ale abandoned on the table. Mother spared a sad glance for her sons, just long enough to shake her head and tell them with her eyes, "It's okay, don't make a fuss, it's okay." Mothers could communicate with sons in a silent language, too. Feely felt Keeley at his back and moved in front of him. He bowed his head respectfully to his uncle, hoping that Keeley wouldn't raise a fuss, hoping that Keeley could read in the stiffness of his back and the way he held his hands, palms open, facing Thorin, of no threat and as subservient as he could be, that this was not the time that he would handle it, to just stay silent and still as Feely took the brunt of their uncle's disappointment. "Uncle Thorin," Feely bowed his head. They could treat it as just a normal leave-making. Uncle Thorin didn't incline his head back. He looked Feely up and down, then moved his eyes to Keeley behind him. Feely wanted to move in front of Keeley some more, protect him from his uncle's heavy gaze. But then it was off them and onto their mother. He looked at her and she at him. She stood proud and defiant, looking up at her big brother. Feely loved his mother. "Send for me when they've done some more growing," Uncle Thorin commanded her. "You as well," was all she said in response. Feely didn't draw in a sharp breath, but Keeley did it for him. Uncle Thorin just stared at their mother, considering and weighty.
Keely wanted to crawl into the tiniest place he could fit himself and Keely to hide away from the tension in the air. Uncle Thorin left, his footsteps echoing through their home longer than the sound of the door cracking shut did. Thys just smiled sadly at her boys and nodded. "Help me clean up this mess, and you can go about whatever fun you had planned for the evening." Feely washed the dishes, and Keely dried them in loud silence. With every plate passed and shoulder bumped, they were speaking, even though no words broke through the quiet of the air. "It's not your fault.
He's just a grouch.
He deserves respect. He's been through much."
"I know. I know you know."
"I'm sorry.
It's not your fault."
"He's past his half century. He's still young." Feely huffed a sharp breath from behind his teeth at his mother's reply, wisps of beard fluttering in the brisk wind. "When I was 52, I had already taken up my apprenticeship. I took it up when I was just 4 decades.
"You're different people."
Feely glared at his mother. Yes, they were different people. And Feely didn't want his little brother to grow up exactly like him or anything. He was his own dwarf, had his own interests. But he did want him to just grow up.
As if summoned by the quiet arguing, Keely stumbled into the kitchen of their small house, wiping sleep from his eyes. He perked up at the sight of Feely.
"Oh, hello. Not left yet? Aren't you going to be late?"
Feely's lips were pressed together tight.
"I'm back. The workday is over. Sun is sinking down over the horizon, not rising up."
Keely blinked, glancing out a window hole. He peered around, then shrugged. He scratched his unbraided hair, mussing it up even worse than it was from sleep.
"Oh. Want to head out? Bet we could win some money at the pub, remember? I need to wash."
Without looking too hard at his little brother, Feely brushed past him. An arm reached out and snatched him up, Keely's dark, wide eyes filling his vision. Feely looked away. He didn't want to say anything hurtful to his little brother, but he would if he was cornered like this.
"Feely, you're mad?"
"Mr. Hoggenshed said he offered you an apprenticeship."
Keely blinked, those big brown eyes not flickering with recognition.
Just when it would be best if he could read Feely's mind, Keely turned the ability right off.
Just like him.
"Yeah, I didn't want it."
"You didn't want to work,"
Feely shot back. Keely blinked, expression gone tighter as he began to understand his brother's anger.
Feely shook his head. He was done with this. Done with waiting for his little brother to grow up.
"He tends livestock. That's no job for..." "I started out cleaning out barns," Feely snapped back. "Sometimes you need to take work, whatever work it is, just to prove that you can work."
Breaking his brother's grip, Feely shoved past him without waiting to hear a response. He didn't want to hurt his little brother, but times like this, Feely thought maybe Keely could do with a little hurt. Maybe it would age him. Maybe that would be for the best. That night, Keely slunk into the room they shared at an almost reasonable hour. Feely fought back a disappointed sigh. He had been hoping Keely would stumble in nearly at first light and fall straight to his bedsheets. It was a normal routine for him. Nights out and about, days spent in their bed, wretched and exhausted. Feely had hoped he would stick to his normal routine tonight, so he wouldn't have to answer any questions about packed bags and empty chests. He should have known better than that.
His brother would have read something all over his face, his body language, in just those few minutes downstairs. Keely could probably smell his intended deceit, his conflicted plans. There wasn't a time in his life that Feely could keep anything secret from Keely. Even as a baby, he'd cry if Feely was upset, and gurgle when he was happy. Keely didn't even speak, just looked around the room before his eyes settled on Feely's bags packed by the door. Feely watched him from their bed, waiting for Keely to speak. Keely always spoke. He was always talking. Even as a baby lying in his drawer, he'd giggle and click his tongue and gurgle nonsense until he fell asleep. But Keely wasn't speaking now. Instead, he just kicked a foot out and knocked it into Feely's pack. It lolled to the ground, pointing at Feely in an accusation. "There's more jobs on the other side of Karnin," Feely explained without being asked. A small little sob escaped Keely's throat before he was on Feely in a second, folding himself up in his brother's arms. He was of the same height as Feely now, maybe even a hair higher. But Feely bundled his brother up, tugging him onto their bed and against his chest. Keely's face was pressed into Feely's shoulder, his nightshirt growing damp and hot with silent tears. Feely wanted to cry too. His eyes were hot, the light from their single candle blurring and smearing wildly in his vision. But he couldn't, because it was Keely crying right now. That meant Feely had to be the strong one and comfort him. If Feely started crying too, then there'd be no one to take care of Keely. "Oh, fine work," Keely gasped out. Feely shook his head and brushed a hand down Keely's back. He whispered nonsense phrases, a tune from a lullaby, a phrase from a poem. Little bits of comfort, senseless in their content, but clear in their intentions. Slowly, Keely melted against Feely, his tears slackening, his breath coming more easily. Feely just pressed his cheek against his brother's hair, feeling the smooth silkiness through his full beard. "Don't leave me." Tears spilled over already red rims, and Feely had to squeeze his eyes shut against Keely's hair.
"I have to go.
Not without me." The two brothers held each other close as their candle slowly burned itself out in the dark. The next morning, Feely decided to delay his journey, based on how little rest he had gotten the night before. A day later, Keely was up the same time as Feely, tugging on boots in a stumbling mess as he headed out to his new job working for a Fletcher. He grumbled about elf work the whole time, but he was out the door with Feely and didn't return home until nearly an hour after Feely did. Every morning, Feely decided to delay his travels just one more day. The smithy wasn't such bad work as it turned out. "What?" Feely strained his ears, trying to hear what Bomber, Biffer, and Boffer were laughing so heartily over with his brother. Biffer turned around on his mount and said, "Something." Feely blinked, then shook his head. "What?" Again, it was Biffer who tried to answer him. Feely threw his head back in exasperation. It sounded like he was asking a question, but other than that, Feely had no idea what those string of sounds were supposed to be. He tried to urge his mount closer, hoping maybe it was just the distance. "What?" In front of him, Keely twisted his body around to face him. With a grin, he did nothing more than sweep his hand through his hair. Feely understood instantly. "The hobbits. Yeah, seems it. Remember?" Keely nodded in response, grinning.
Now it was Boffer's turn to look confused. He glanced between the two brothers.
What was the question? What was the answer?
I was asking if all hobbits have hair like Bilbo's. Sort of wavy, pretty, all gentle swoops of silk, Keeley explained. And I reminded him that we had seen several hobbits on our way to Bilbo's house, the ones that had given us a decidedly unwelcome welcoming to the Shire, and they all had hair in the same style as Bilbo's. So it must be a fairly common trait amongst the hobbits.
Bomber burped loudly. You didn't say that.
Feely and Keeley grinned at each other, sharing a small conversation from atop their mounts. All it really amounted to was, yes, we did. The end.
So then we grew a little and knew a lot. And now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured.
Author's notes. Almost everything here is based on true stories of me and my little bro growing up. For the record, this might be the first gen fic I've ever written. Also, if you want the full lyrics to the charade song, it can be found at http://tolkien.cro.net/talesong/wind.html.
So be in my eye.